this morning and just to enjoy His presence together. You know, it is such a wonderful, wonderful thing to come to this sanctuary. It doesn't matter if it's a Sunday or any other day. It's always the same. His presence is here. And it's such a wonderful privilege that we can come and just abide in this place and experience Him in this place. And we just rejoice in that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to read this scripture first, and then I want to pray after we read the scripture. Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse 10, we're going to go read the 10 verses there. So if you have your Bibles there, we want to talk about the provision. And I like that. I found that little picture, provision ahead, because I believe that's a prophetic statement, that there's provision for you ahead. So that whatever you're going through, whatever's been happening in your life, that there's provision ahead. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 10. How I praise the Lord that you are concerned about me again. I know you've always been concerned for me, but you didn't have the chance to help me. Now that I was ever in need, not that I was ever in need, for I've learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live in almost nothing or with everything. I've learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Even so, you have done well to share with me in my present difficulty. As you know, you Philippians were the only ones who gave me financial help when I first brought you the good news and then traveled on from Macedonia. No other church did this. Even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent help more than once. I don't say this because I want a gift from you. Rather, I want you to receive a reward for your kindness. At the moment, I have all I need and more. I am generously supplied with the gifts you sent with me with Aphrodite. They're a sweet-smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from His glorious riches which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Now all glory to God our Father forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. This morning I just felt that I want to kneel before we do our message here and just to pray for you and that this message would really touch you and minister to you. And so, Lord Jesus, I just want to kneel here before you and before this congregation. And God, I just want to ask that your provision shall truly come to pass. And that, Lord, that there would be financial breakthroughs, spiritual breakthroughs, physical breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, that your people would realize today that they are not forgotten and that you know exactly what is going on in their lives and in their homes. And that, Lord, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. That you were able to touch us in this area of provision. And Lord, I just want to speak provision over this church and over the people of this church. I want to speak provision, Lord, over this community. And that, Lord, that even over our nation, that there be a turnaround in this economy. And Lord, because you're in control of the economy. You're in control. You're in control. You're in charge of the return. And so, Lord Jesus, I just want to kneel before you in reverence today and to ask that, Lord, you would bless your people and that you would touch your people in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And we are truly praying for you that God indeed would touch not only people that are here in our own congregation, but people in our community and our nation. And as I thought about those things that are happening to us, I began to think of the provision of God. That God is able to supply all our needs. I don't know if you were reading that verse or going along with me and you saw that verse and you said, ah, but Lord, you're missing out on me. It's not happening for me right now. I want to remind you again that God is able to supply all your needs. That God is able to make available. God is able to furnish the means of support that you need. That God is able to provide for you. I realize that we're living in some tough economic times. And because of that, we've had a number of people that, even in our own congregation, that have suffered loss. Some have lost pay. Some have lost their bonuses. Some of them have experienced cuts in pay. Some have experienced layoffs. And there's even some that have lost their jobs. And so there's a lot of financial pressures that are out there, even in our own church, and also into our community. One of the big things happening in our own community is a lot of squabbling going on amongst families and homes because of some of these financial situations that people are finding themselves in. But I want you to know that as a church, we are praying for you. We are praying that God would turn the situation around and that God would indeed bring blessing. We are praying for jobs. We're praying for restoration of jobs. We're praying for financial turnarounds. We're praying for financial miracles of provision. And we really want you to know that God is able to keep you. God is able to supply your need. I can tell you with confidence that that is true, not only from the Word of God, but also from personal experience. I can think back when we first came west. That'd be about 22 years ago that we started out west. We felt God calling us to come, so we really felt God to say, resign your church and just come. We didn't know where we were going. We just knew we were coming west, and we started that journey. We sold everything we could sell, and we started to come. We'd saved some money from the things that we had sold, and we had a kitty built up that could help us in case of emergencies, because I'm a person that needs to be prepared before I step out. And I thought I was prepared. Almost halfway across Brandon, Manitoba, a transmission blew. That kind of took care of some of those extra things that I thought that I would have as my kitty to help us on that journey. But God was faithful. God was faithful through it all. And as we ended up being in the Northwest Territories in Hay River, we went up with McEnany, and we just helped out there in the mission there and just volunteered. And through those 10 months, it was really hard financially, but yet we'd have to say that God provided all the time. There are many times it was the last minute. I often wonder why God does that, but many times it was the last minute. Sometimes there was an envelope that was sitting there in the mission office where someone gave us some money. There was two ladies from our previous church, Mrs. Ruby Dobson and Mrs. B. Collins, two ladies that were in their 80s, and we really loved them. They loved us. They were like grandmothers to us, beautiful, beautiful, precious people. And as we came out west and we ended up in Hay River, all of a sudden, these two ladies in their 80s started sending us checks on a monthly basis. We never told them we were in need. We never asked for any money, but they kept sending it. I was a bit embarrassed. I was saying, Lord, like, why couldn't you speak to somebody who's rich? Why are you speaking to the widows? Like, that's like in the Bible, in Elijah's days, where he spoke to the widow. He stayed with a widow. Why didn't he stay with somebody rich? But these ladies, without me saying anything to them, continued to support us those whole 10 months. And then when we came to St. Paul, we weren't really, financially as a church, we weren't really at that place either, and we weren't making ends meet then either. But those ladies kept giving without us saying a word. They kept giving us a monthly support without us ever telling them that we were in need or that we didn't have a need. And then one day, it just stopped. And I kind of said to the Lord, well, why is this stopping? And I heard very clearly, he said, because this church will now take care of you the rest of your time here. And this church has. And so God can supply all your needs. But the key and part of that is that you need to seek Him. You need to look to Him. See, God is looking to meet the needs of people in this community and in this church. But there's a thing you have to do. You must come to Him. You must ask of Him. You need to seek Him. And right now, there's a gathering. God is calling His people to pray. God is calling His people to seek His face because He's wanting to respond. He's wanting to give. He's wanting to touch people. And He is able to provide even when naturally and physically the ability to get money or to make money is not there. Because God is still in control. It's His very nature. The Bible says His name is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. That's our God. That's the God that is able to provide for all of our needs. See, God is able to provide for your need today. Maybe your need today, maybe it's not a financial need. Maybe it's a physical need, or maybe you're going through something else in life. Maybe there's something spiritually that is going on in your life and you have a need spiritually. Whatever your need is today, God is able to provide. He is able to supply all of our needs. And so I want to encourage you this morning that as we look at this text, I'm just going to use this text to guide us this morning, that I would encourage you to look to Him. Because my Father, my Heavenly Father, is a good provider. My Heavenly Father, He loves to give good gifts to His children. My Heavenly Father is a good, good Father. We like to sing that song, but it really is true. He is a good, good Father, and He loves to give good gifts unto His children. And I want to encourage you to ask of Him. I want to encourage you to look to Him this morning. So as we look at this passage, I began to read it. The first thing that I saw there that in regards to provision is that God will strengthen you. That God will be there for you. That you're going to make it through. And maybe you're here today, and maybe that's where you're at right now, that you're wondering, will I even make it? And God's here to tell you today, yes, you will. You're going to make it through. You're going to come through this problem, this situation that is going on, because the Lord will strengthen you. He's the God that strengthens us. Philippians 4, 12 and 13, it says, I know how to live in almost nothing or with everything. Talking about a lot of us here, that we've had good times and bad times. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or with little. But I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. And that's the key. We can do everything through Christ who gives us strength. Maybe you're here today and your situation is not very good. But my friend, God will strengthen you. God will see you through. God is going to help you. God is going to deliver you. God is going to provide for you this very day. You need to be encouraged to believe that the Lord will strengthen you. You might be wondering, how come I have a peace right now? How come I'm not all worried and then my mind's going everywhere? Is it because the Lord can strengthen you? And you need to be looking to Him that He would strengthen you through this time. Because that's our God. Our God is able to strengthen us. Whether it's in good times or whether it's in bad times, He's still the same, and He is a God who will strengthen us. Now, I realize that, yes, we may be going through a time of trouble, but we need to realize God is still there to touch us and to strengthen us. I like Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and our strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. The King James Version says He's an ever-present help in the time of trouble. So friend, God hasn't forsaken you. God hasn't turned His back on you. God is right there to help you, to strengthen you, if you will only look to Him. He is an ever-present help. And my friends, if you haven't come to the Lord already, with all that worry, with all that stress, and all those financial things that are going on, you are missing out from a sustaining peace, a sustaining presence, a sustaining strength that only He, our God, can provide. And He's ready. I believe He's ready to touch us even today. God is ready to strengthen you today. God is ready to take that worry. God is ready to take that stress. And God is ready to give you a peace and a strength that will boggle your mind, that you'll wonder, how can this be? But that's our God. He is able to strengthen you. He is ready to strengthen you. God is able to strengthen you, and He will strengthen you as we look to Him. See, He's a God that wants to say to us, I can, not I can't. God can. God is. God is able to deliver us. God is able to strengthen us. Now, secondly, I want to remind you that God will reward you. See, God sees what you have done in the past. God has seen the good works that you have done. God has seen your kindness, your generosity, and how you've helped others in need. God has seen the sacrifices that you have done. And God does not forget. Maybe you've been kind of going through a time where you've been crying out to God and say, well, a lot of good all that generosity did for me. A lot of good all that kindness did to me. You know, I did this for this person. I helped that person. I helped that individual. And what, God, there's nothing for me. God does not forget what you have done. God does not forget the generosity that you have given. Paul, as he addresses the Philippian church, says in verse 15, he says, as you know, Philippians, you weren't the only ones who gave me financial help when I first brought you the good news and then travel on from Macedonia. No other church basically did what you did. And even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent help more than once. I don't say this because I'm looking for a gift from you. Rather, I want you to receive a reward for your kindness. This church has been a generous church. This community, in many ways, has been a generous community. There's a lot of people in this church that have come and gone that have been very kind, that have been very kind-hearted and have blessed people time and time and time again. And I believe the Lord wants us to know today that He has not forgotten what you have done and that you will be rewarded. As I was praying in this place last night, as I was walking around the room, I was really sensing the Spirit of the Lord telling me to prophesy that God is going to reward people here in this place, in this church. God is going to reward you. I prophesy that God is going to reward you. That is what He's going to do. You have been generous, and God has seen your generosity, and He will reward you. He sees all that you have done. I know sometimes we question whether or not, God, did you see what I've been doing? God, did you see those things I was trying to help? And not that we were giving to get or any of those things, but you know, sometimes we just wonder, well, God, are you paying attention up there? And I believe God is wanting to tell us all that, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am paying attention, and I will reward you. It's a wonderful thing, as we see here in the Scripture, that you know that our giving is considered as a sweet-smelling savor unto God. It's a sweet-smelling sacrifice. Do you realize that as you gave in that offering plate today, that is the same as in the Old Testament, that when they made it a fire and they put an animal on top of that fire and they offered a sacrifice unto God that was a pleasing aroma to Him, that today in our world today, God says that your giving is a sweet aroma to Him. You may not have saw that in the spiritual sense, but as you were giving today, there was aroma that was going up to heaven. And the Lord says, I will reward you. That's our God. He is able to reward us. He is able to intervene in our lives. He is able to bring finances and help and strength and health, all those kinds of things in ways that we do not expect. 2 Corinthians 9:10, it says, God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, He will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. A reward is coming. Your reward is coming. And I'm not talking about that you're going to go to heaven right now and go into eternity. I'm talking about there's a reward that is coming for you here on this earth. God is sending a reward. This was really made real to me, about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. I'm not sure the exact date, but I wrote it on that piece of paper, the back wall. And Daniel Baker, a prophet out of Sacramento, California, he doesn't know what's going on here in Canada. In the U.S., they don't give news about Canada. They just give their own news. We were down there during one of the elections, and we were trying to find out who got in. It wasn't even on their screens down there. Said nothing. So he knows nothing of what's going on. And he called me one Monday morning, and he said to me, God has a word for you today. It's to trust him. And that to realize that God is still in control. And he says, I hear three things keep coming to my mind, keep ringing in my mind. One of those words was recompense, compensation for the loss or for injury, a reward that God is wanting to give. I hear compound interest. A return will come back to you with compound interest. The 30, 60, 100-fold principle, a return in the multiples. God is in charge of the return. You need to realize that, he told me. You need to trust him. And I would pass that word on to you today that God is in control. God is able to grant you a reward. And I believe there's many people in this place here today, recompense. Recompense the loss, the injuries, the things that you have done and you've gone through in your lives for the kingdom of God. God is going to pay you back. God is going to give you compounded interest. God is going to multiply those blessings back on you. And I believe that we're entering into a time, as I said, I heard the Lord say, prophesy, your reward is coming. God is able to reward us. He is able. In fact, he even invites all people, not just the people of God, he invites all people to seek him out, to find out for themselves that he is a God who rewards. Hebrews 11:6, anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Do you realize that God wants to reward you? Sometimes we get in our religious modes and we think, no, not me. I don't need any rewards. You know, it's okay. God said, I want to reward you. I want to bless you. I want to give you good gifts. I want to do good things for you. God is wanting to reward you. I want to encourage you to realize that today. God is able to reward. He's in charge of the return, and he is able to reward you, even in tough economic times. Then lastly, this passage says that God will supply our needs. I want you to know something. God is able to supply all of our needs. I was thinking this morning of how many times God has done that for us. I was thinking of times when we were going on vacation, and we had a vacation all planned, and we're ready to go, and a person comes up to the house and says, Pastor, I want to bless you that you would enjoy your vacation. And they handed us some money, and they handed our children some money to say, here's spending money for you. We want you to be blessed as you go on vacation. Another time on our 25th wedding anniversary, we wanted to go to Mexico, but we wanted to bring all of our kids with us. Kids were with us for 25 years. We want them to enjoy. Again, a person that doesn't even go to our church called me up and says, I'd like to meet with you at Boston Pizza. And so we met with them at Boston Pizza. We had a meal together. They didn't say nothing. And then just before we left, they said, we heard that it's your 25th wedding anniversary and that you're taking your kids to Mexico. We want you to enjoy your time. They handed over an envelope full of cash. That's happened numbers of times. Our God provides. Even when we're not asking, God provides. And I want you to know today that God is able to furnish the means of support that you need to survive and that you need to prosper. He is a big God. The Bible says he owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. Basically, what he's trying to tell us is that I own it all. You know, the sheiks over there, they think they own all the oil. They don't. God is in control of the oil, and God owns the oil, and God is able to change that whole thing around. All he has to do is speak the word. That's our God. That's our God. He is able. Hallelujah. He has more than enough resources for you and I that he can provide for all of our needs. He provided for the Apostle Paul. He provided for Judy and I. But you know, there's many others that could stand up here today. We could get McEnany to come up and stand and begin to tell you the many times where God came and provided for them in their time of need. If you get Rob and Elizabeth, I'm not sure if they're here today or not, but they could tell you of many times where God came on the scene and provided for them. Adam and Crystal sitting here in the front, they could tell you of times where God provided for them. Or Todd and Cynthia, they could tell you of times when God provided for them. Or Anita and Don could tell you of times where God has provided for them. God will supply all your needs. All your needs. All your needs. You know, we do serve a wonderful, wonderful Father. And I've been finding that in the last few years, just how wonderful my Heavenly Father is and just how wonderful and His presence is and how wonderful that He likes to give good gifts. I've been seeing that and I've been sensing His presence. It's been a wonderful, wonderful thing. You know, God's able. God's able. God is able to supply your needs. You know, when we first came into Alberta, we came into Sylvan Lake because Rob and Elizabeth were there. And so we stopped there. It was on a Saturday night. The next morning, we went to church. Next morning in church, as we're worshiping the Lord, there's some people that were behind us. They tapped Judy on the shoulder and they began to prophesy that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you're asked or going to think, and that God is going to do that in your lives. And then from that day forward, in those 10 months, wherever we went, whether it was in Northwest Territories or in Alberta, wherever we went, in every church we went, it was becoming embarrassing because people would point us out. Even when Dad Preachy walked down from the pulpit, it came right down to our seat, and he said, God is able to provide for you. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you could ask or think. And we have heard that word many, many times, even here in St. Paul. We've had many times, usually at least once a year, there's somebody comes traveling through, and they want to declare that once again. God is able. He's able. He's able. Ephesians 3:20. Now all glory to God who is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than what we might ask or think. God's able to do far above what you're even thinking right now. Your situation or your problem, maybe you've got, the devil's got you so down that you don't even want to be here this morning. You didn't want to come here this morning. You're probably facing some the enemy's temptation to stay home, but you came. There's a reason why he's trying to keep you from here, because he didn't want you to know that God can supply all your needs, that God is fully able to do that. That's our God. That's our God. He is able to supply far above in ways that we cannot even imagine. Our God is able. This morning as we close, I really want to encourage you to look to Him. Because we're in a time right now where the Lord is saying, trust me. Trust me. We're in a time right now where the Lord is saying to us, you need to be praying. You need to be coming together and praying and seeking my face, because there's things that are about to happen. There are rewards that are about to be displayed. Reward is coming. Reward is coming very close, very, very close. We need to wait on Him because He is able. God is able to strengthen you. You are going to make it through. That whatever you are going through right now, you need to realize you're going to make it. You're going to come through this time. You're going to come through this situation because the Lord is able to strengthen you. God is able to reward you. God loves to surprise us. God has not forgotten the things that we have done. He is able. God is able to supply all of our needs. God is able to take care of us. God is able. He's able. He's able. I'm going to ask my wife as the musicians come back to the instruments. They come forward there too. I was looking for one of the microphones there, but she might have a mic. Another story to tell you that our God supplies. When we bought the house that we're presently in, there were two homes that were available. One home was a bit less, one home was a bit more. We came to that place that we needed to make a decision by the next morning because that house was going on the market. We were getting a chance to get at this house before it came on the market. We were going to choose the lesser house because I didn't have the money to buy the better house. That was until the very next morning before our kids went off to school. I got a phone call and a person called me. He says, "You need to choose the better house." I'm thinking, this is crazy. They don't know that I was doing this. No one saw me. Choose the better house. And to make sure that you're able to do that, we would like to give you X amount of dollars, which was the exact difference of the two prices of the homes. My God is able to supply all your needs. And when I heard that, I was thanking the Lord, and I kind of heard the Lord say to me, he said, "See, you're not the only one in this household that I listen to. There's another person I'm listening to as well. And this morning, I want to make sure that you receive this morning. I want to make sure that we give to you all that we can, because when we came to St. Paul, that was our commitment. We said, let's give it our all. Let's give everything that we have to this community, that we would see the work of God prosper. And so I asked my wife earlier this week, I said, could you pray at the end of my message? Could you pray a prayer of blessing? And part of a prayer she prayed, I think, on last Good Friday or something like that. But anyway, I'm just going to let her end that part. And then we're going to sing a song of God's provision.
This is my thing I write down for things I'm praying for and believing for. And I combined three prayers all together that I've heard prayed before. It's half declaration, half prayers of God's provision. So every once in a while, more frequently lately because of the economic problems that people in our church are having, I've been praying this for you. I wrote it down because my memory's not that great. We're believing the Lord for jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, promotions, benefits, sales and commissions. We're believing for favorable settlements, estates and inheritance. We're believing for interest and income. We're believing for rebates and returns, even checks in the mail. We're believing for gifts and surprises, finding money. We're believing for debts to be paid off, expenses to decrease, blessing and increase. Heaven opened and earth invaded. Storehouses unlocked, new economic wells to be opened up in St. Paul, an abundance of finances. And Lord, we're just thanking you for meeting all these financial needs. Lord, we know that you have more than enough. And Lord, we're believing for more than enough, even for our own lives. And Lord, not for our own benefit, but so we can give to those in need. Lord, we pray for abundance in our lives so that we will have extra to give. Because Lord, that's our heart's desire. Lord, is to be givers, because Lord, you've given so much for us. It's the least that we can do is give to you. Lord, we thank you that nothing is impossible with you, and we're believing, as it says in your scripture, on earth that is as it is in heaven. Lord, as Dwayne spoke this morning, there's an abundance in the earthly realm. And Lord, what is it? In the heavenly realms is very, very accessible to us. And Lord, we're just standing on your word, standing on a very firm foundation, believing that you're going to come through. Lord, we thank you for testimonies of the past, Lord, how you've always, always provided for each one in this room. Lord, we give thanks and we honor you this morning for that. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is able. God is able. Hallelujah. He's able. I was thinking of a time when we were first here. I think it was the second year we were here. We were going to drive home. And at the time, I really didn't have the money to upkeep the van we had. I needed new tires. And I went to a tire shop in town, and I ordered two tires because I only had enough money to pay for two. I don't know if we were gopher hunting or what we were doing that day. But when I came back to pick up the vehicle, the person said, "It's taken care of, sir. It's taken care of." You realize that that summer was a summer that Quebec had a huge rain. There was all kinds of flooding in Quebec. It was torrents of rain as I drove across that province that summer. But I had new tires. It wasn't a problem. God provides. God is able to provide for you. I don't know what situations maybe some of you are going through. I know there's some that you've lost your jobs, and that's a real tough situation to be in. Maybe there's some other people that you're just going through some issues at home or with family or with spouses. And maybe you're going through some health issues. Oh, I want you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is able. My God, your God, is able to supply all your needs. We're going to close with a simple little song, but it talks about God provides. He provides that provision. And as we close, you know, if you can say a prayer right there in your seat, or as we stand, actually. Or if you want, you can come to the front. I would encourage you to just to stay for a few moments as we sing this song and just offer those prayers to God that whatever you need, whatever your need might be, you serve a God that can supply it all. He's able to do it in ways that you would never think possible, because that's our God. That's our God. That's our God. He is able to supply all of your needs. Lord, we declare that afresh in this place, that you are able to supply all my needs. You are my provider, God. We look to you today that you would raise up a standard, God, that you would restore. Lord, that you would bless. Lord, that you would open new doors in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. You are my provider. So as they sing this song, I encourage you to stand with me and just to ask God, whatever you need, whatever you need. He's here this morning. He's able this morning. He's able to do those great things that maybe you thought that he's not, but he is. He is. He is able. He is able. He is able. He is able to heal. He is able to deliver. He is able to save. He is able to bring finances your way. He is able to bring healing your way. He is able to bring your home and restore your home. He's able to draw your spouse back. Hallelujah. He's able. He's able. So if you would just sing this song with them this morning, offering that prayer unto God as you do. If you want to come forward, lots of space up here, and we welcome you to do that. If you have to go, I encourage you, just wait a little bit. Could you just wait as we sing this song a few times? And could you not just cry out to him and say, God, yes, I'm one of those people today. I have a need, and I thank you that you are able to supply my need today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you.
Bethel Family Worship Center, where families grow.